Okay, Torah, the beginning, Bereishis, page Aleph. Hashemayim, can you see? The pasuk says like this: the heaven is my chair, Hashem says. Va'aretz adim raglay, and the world, the earth is my footstool. Eiz abayis shetivnuli, what type of house are you going to build for me, and so on. So the question is: Eich shayachol aviyis baruch leimer kisi vadim raglay. How is it possible to say by Hashem he has the chair and the footstool? Hashem is no image of a body. The Malkum is not at all in the realm of place. Like it says, Hini Malkum Iti. By Moshe Ben over there, after the Egel, Hashem says, Hini Malkum Iti. Simply mean there's a place with me. Shulmakim is Shalalam. The Medrash says, he is a place of the world. And the world is not his place, meaning Hashem is infinitely greater than place. So how could you say that the earth, the heaven is Hashem's chair, and the earth is his footstool? Like, how does that got to Hashem? So he says, Ach lehov in ilinyin, to understand this, he says like this, Hinei, atayri min ha-shemayim. Tayri originates from the heaven. Like it says, Ki min ha-shemayim dibarti. From the heaven I spoke to you. Why is Tayri from the level of Shemayim? Because Hainu Shebechin is Shemayim. It's the level of heaven. Kishamayim, like Rashi says in Chumash, is Eish Umayim. Shemayim, Rashi says in beginning of Chumash, Shemayim is Eish and Mayim, two words. So therefore, what does it mean? So what's Shemayim? Shemayim is a combination of Chesed and Gvura, Eish and Mayim. The same thing by Torah, it says, Mimine Eish Dos Lomei. From his right hand is a fiery law. That means Torah has in it Chesed, Miminai, and Eishdos, fire, which is Gvura. He makes it, says in the Pasuk, Shmartim es chukai sevasi semesam. You should keep my mitzvahs and do them. Atim ksiv, but over there, the Pasuk says, Oysam without a vav. Now when you want to say Oysam them, it's Aleph vav saf mem. In the Pasuk, it's without an vav. So you can read it atem, not oisam, do them, it could be atem. What does it mean? Sha'odam hu'aises ha-teira. The person makes the teira. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, vasisem atem, you make the teira. What does that mean? Kach anu mevakshim bevechas avasel maftadu. The same thing in davening before Shema, we say, Lishma v'lasa solokayim, to keep, to do, and to fulfill, tchilas laseisa. V'acha kach l'kayim, first we do it, and then we make it exist. I know, haydei ova rachman amracham aleinu, like we continue over there, the Father of Mercy, the Father of Rachmanis, the same believe beino bino, to give us understanding. From the level of Rachmim of Hashem, Nimshach Bino, comes the level of Bino, his Bein and his Belev. And the meditation of Thou explained secondly is Bava Yoda, Sias his Savis Ateda. What do we say? Avino of Rachman, Visembly Beinu, Bino Lahovin, Ulahaskil, Lishmer, Lasis Ulukayim. So he says, Lakaya means to make it exist. Lishmer velases, to what, which is negative mitzvahs. Velases, to do is positive mitzvahs. And then it says lakayim, meaning to make it happen. That means, like it said, vasisem atem, we make Torah exist. Now we'll explain in a second. We make Torah exist, and therefore, the whole inyan is, where does that ability of the Jew come from? From the level of Rachmonis, Avino Aver Rachamon. And then we say, Vesembli Beinu Bina. So where is Bina coming from? Where does the level of understanding come from? The sequence of the tefillah. Avino Aver Rachamon, the Father of Mercy, meaning the source of Rachmonis, is able to give Vesembli Beinu, give us Bina. The Kate of Diaz Beninus. Zu, and how do you get this meditation? To be able to make Torah exist, the Vor be Krishma. Shema Loshin Havana Loshin Havana. Shema doesn't only mean hear, O Israel, hear with your ears. Shema means understand. Shema means to understand. Vavana zu b'china shema atzma, and this understanding of Alukus is in the level of Shema, meaning Shema means bino, not only here, to understand. It also means what is the bino in the level of Shema, Shin Mem Ayin. What does that mean? Shema is Shem Ayin. Okay, the word Shema is two words, Shem Ayin. What does that mean? And he says, Ki Ayin Rapsi. Of Zayin Midas Al Yenis, Shem Bechinas Lucha. Okay, so he says like this. Shema is Shem Ayin. Now the Ayin in Shema is a big Ayin. Okay, so like we know, the big Shema is Hashem Akein Hashem Echad. The Ayin of Shema is big. The Dalet of Echad is big. So it's aid, testimony. It's da, understanding, you know, feeling. Ayin, when you speak about 70, 70 means the seven midos, each one composed of 10. That's how Chassidus explained. What's the number 70? The 70 neshamas that went into Mitzrayim. The 70 yidin that went into Mitzrayim. So Ayin represents the midos, the way they're all included in each other. 10 times, not 4, 7 times 7, including Seichel. Yes, so nothing personally. Now you woke up.
No, I wanted to ask you, but
what does it mean, the same belief, Beinu Bino Lohavim?
That's why I'm asking the question.
You should have asked it when you started davening. I believe it. That we're saying that the understanding should be felt in the heart. The seichel should come into Avin Yira. That's what we're saying. The same libeinu, heart, is love and fear. Heart, right? Midas. That it's not enough to have the seichel, the understanding of Elokus, without bringing it down to Av. What's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal of Shema is to come to Vahavta. Shema is only a preparation, like the Maggid said, right? How do you command somebody to love? Shema is a preparation to come to your after. The ultimate goal is to love Hashem with all your heart and soul. That's Chabad. Chabad stimulates midas. And then the midah becomes one with you. When you love it, fear it, it's you. But what do we say about the midas? We say in Davening also in Vayivarach David, Locha Hashem Agdula, Agvura Vatifer, all seven midas. But the pasuk introduces it with the word Lecha Hashem, Hainu Shem B'Teilim Eilof. They're bottled to Hashem. The seven midas are bottled to Hashem. V'Nechlolim B'Mekeilim. They're part of the source. Shadayin Einu B'China Sam Shachav Is Bashnis Lemata. That they're not yet in the level of manifestation down here. Lias Eilim B'Shem Gedulo Gvuro. And then they're called Ayin Rapsi, meaning when the midas are still in the level of Lecha Hashem Agdulam, before they come into the world. Let me elaborate a little bit on this. This week's parasha, right? 7 days of creation correspond with the seven midas. Olam Chesed Yibana. Meaning, first day is Chesed, second day Gvur, first all the way to Malchus. Now, that's already the way the midas come into the world. Because what does it say? And each one, it's a Vayomer Elokim. Now, speech, we learned, is a revelation. Malchus. So, on the first day, Hashem said, Yehi Od, which is the love attribute of Chesed, that means Hashem revealed the attribute of Chesed into the world. To create, you know, this world. But there's a level of Chesed, Gvur, Teferis, higher than world. Not the way it comes into the world and creates. There's a level of Lecha Hashem Agdula Vagvura. The way they're still in Hashem himself, the way they're still bottled in Atzilus. Before it comes into Bria, it's in Asiya. And then it's called Ayin Rapsi. It's only Shem Levad. And that revelation of the Midas down here is only the level of name, which is Ha'ara Ba'alma, which is only not the essence. What's the name of a person? You can learn. Name, there's two opposite things. From one side of it, the name is not the person. I'm not my name. If I would be the only one in the world, I wouldn't need a name. What's the union of a name? To be identified by somebody else and to somebody else. You want to talk about me, you have to know who you're talking about. You want to call me, so you have to call my name. So name is the way, not me. Yet, when you call a name, the whole essence turns to the person. But the name itself is only a revelation. And therefore, what's Shem Ayin Shema? He said, what's the meditation of Shema? The meditation of the word Shema is that the seven Midas, the way they are in the level of L'cho Hashem Hagdulo, and the way they start coming down into creation, that's the level of Shem Ayin. Is only Shem Kvei Malchusei. Like we say, Baruch Shem Kvei Malchusei. What do we say in the second thing of Shema? Baruch Shem Kvei Malchusei. What comes down? Only the level of name. She'ein de'ala mechinus Shem u'midas Malchusei is Baruch. Ki Malchus, 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 kol olam. What's the Alter Rebbe saying over here? The Alter Rebbe saying is, what's the whole inyan of the Yid, so to speak? So he says, the Yid makes Torah exist. He's explaining in the system, right? A Yid makes Torah exist. Basisim Atam, the Jew makes Torah. So he says, that's all what this Beinonis is of Shema. What's Shema? Shem Ayin, meaning the way the 70 Midas, 7 times 10, is all part of Hashem. And that level of Hashem comes down in a name, meaning the way it's already identifying itself with world, not the way the Midas are in Atzilus, that they're by themselves. The Midas, the way they come down to create world, Sunday Chesed, and Monday Gvor, and Tfedis, and so on and so forth. And he said, Zel and Yimbino, that's the level of Bino, assembly, Bino, Bino. What is Bino? The Gemara says, Lahav and Dover Miteh Dover. Bina simply means when you understand one thing from another. That's the level of understanding. That you extrapolate it to something else. So you understand it and you understand one thing from the next. What is Miteh Dover? Mepchin is Mamala Kol Almin. The level of Mamala, which is the level of shame, which is only a ray of Elokus, Nimshech Teh Almin. Meaning, from what does the Jew understand from one thing? A Jew's understanding is, he's speaking about the meditation of God in world. The vast universe, constantly being created by Hashem on a continuous level, and there's a word of Hashem that keeps everything else in existing. That's all the way Hashem is already dealing with world. So he says, from Malakol Almin, from the level of seeing world, a ray of Hashem, and the way Hashem is giving everything existence, then we can understand something deeper, that there's a level of Elokus higher than world. From the finite level of Elokus, so to speak, from the level of Hashem that comes into the world and makes it created and existing, what's the level of Bino? Bino is to understand from that, that there's a level of Elokus which is even higher than that.
And that's
Vasita? Well, maybe he's not done yet. And therefore, the person needs to understand from that meditation. So therefore, from the world, which is Mamala, the limited level of Elokus, the way Elokus is dealing directly with world, we understand davar mitech davar. We understand that there's a level of godliness which is infinitely greater than the world. By days and to this. Nimshir, the level of Yahafta Sabaya Lakech Mamish, the Dovka Bayez Baruch, Beitz of Baruch Mamish. So therefore, what is this level of Shema, which is again the level of Bina, which to understand that the 70 Midas, the way they deal with world, is only a ray, and therefore there's something higher than that. That brings it to the Ahavta, Hashem Elokecha, because you realize the greatness of Hashem. And therefore the only thing that exists is Hashem. Huh? Ein Old Mavada. Kamesha calls me, Libeshemayim Vimcholicha Fatzti. So therefore, what is that cause to love Hashem? What do you mean loving Hashem? All I want, when you love something or someone, something very much, all you want is to be with them. All you want is them. You don't want anything else. So when a person reaches the level of Yahavta, the person comes to the level that all he wants is Alokus. And that, not only that, that Yia Alokecha, that this level of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Why does it say Yahavta Hashem Elokecha? It's double, Hashem Elokecha. Like, why is it repeating itself? He's saying that this level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Seviv, should become Elokecha, internalized in you. So Hashem Hu Elokim, like we learned to many my mind. One of the definitions of Hashem Hu Elokim, that Hashem, the infinite, becomes your nature. That's all you want. I know she agili earned a baruch atzmei al nafshi. It should be this revelation of alukus on his nefesh. How b'chol levavcha? K'meisher kosev miyosim elav libei ruchei v'nishmosi elav yasev. He says, what do you want? You should be gathered. Yosef means to be gathered. Your ruach neshama, all parts of your nefesh. Because one spirit brings another and drags down the spirit. By the spirit of a person who goes upward, Gemara says, a person is created with the head on top that he should be able to see the sky. Animals, by nature, just see the earth. So animals, basically, are dealing only with gashmias. The person is supposed to be able to deal with ruchnius. She yosim elav dahainu. She levav a yichsev ledavka beizberg. His heart should long to be connected to him, to Hashem. Ulaham shemchinas gil elukusi al nafshi v'teich nafshi. Not only to have, bring elukus on himself, but it's more important, into yourself. That means you actually feel it. Same belibeinu bina, that you actually feel it. Azay ruchei v'nishmasi, the level of seviv kolamin, elav yasif. Lias misasif asherosi esli bekerevish v'leiv omek, because then you gather. That level of his beinuness into seviv kolamin, you gather that internally within to you. So Shema, yeah. So Shema is a Shem Ayin, the meditation that all these spheres and everything is only the name of Hashem. It's only a ray of Hashem. It's not the essence. And then we can understand that there's a deeper level of Elokus. And that level of Shem, Kvein Malchus Le'Elvod, comes into the world, which causes the Ahavta, that you mamash love Hashem. And then he says, then you get Vayu Advar Me'el Asher Nechi. And then what happens? The pasuk continues in Shema. Vayad var ma'ila, asher aneichi. Not Hashem, not Elokim, aneichi. Then we reach a level through the Yohafta, even a deeper level, that then you're connected to the level of aneichi mitzav chahayim, the essence of Hashem. Aneichi misha aneichi. Shaydei zanim sher gili alukusi v'savas ha-teiro v'chine shamayim ei shamayim. He says like this. It's a problem. Shemayim, Eishemayim, you can't coexist fire and water. Fire and water cannot coexist. So how can Shemayim be Shemayim? So we learned many times, the only way you can connect two opposites like miracle in nature, the whole thing is when you're above both. Now, above both means you're above chesed and above gevurah, because chesed is chesed and gevurah is gevurah. Water is water and fire is fire. Now, how in the world can you combine the two together? So he says like this, Torah, he said before, is min ha-shamayim dibarti alecha. What's Torah, the level of shamayim, a shamayim? What does the person accomplish? They reach the level of nechi mitzavcha Torah, mitzavcha ayim, they reach the level that's able to connect the a shamayim together. Meaning, bottom line is, they connect not only to the midas of Hashem, to the intellect of Hashem, they connect to the essence of Hashem. So he says like this, Kinei Hateira Kodma Alpaim Shadma La'ilam. Okay, Teira, like the Gemara says, 2,000 years. It doesn't mean 2,000, it means 2,000 levels. Pirish Eilam Nikra B'Shem Eishimayim. What's world? World is Eishimayim. Hateira, I'll explain in a second. In the level of Paim Shana, which is infinitely greater than world. Meaning, again, how did Hashem create the world? With the Midas. Elam Chesed Yibana, right? The world was created with Midas. Eish and Mayim. Chesed and Gvura. Those are the two basic ones, if he's only speaking about those two. Hashem created the world with Midas. First day Chesed, second day Gvura, and same. Now, the Gemara says, Teira's alpayim shan makon b'teir le'ilam. Teira's 2,000 years. Like the Bar Mitzvah kids say in the Maimer, yeah, alpayim shan, it doesn't mean in time, because before the world was created, there was no time. So what does it mean, alpayim shan makon b'teir le'ilam? 2,000 levels. A level, alef chachma, alef chabina. One level, 1,000 years chachma, 1,000 years bina. Again, not years, physical time-wise, It's the level of Chochmah and Bina. And that's why Torah is infinitely greater than world. Because world was created with Midas. And Torah is the level of Chochmah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the wisdom of Hashem. Therefore, by the way, we know that I've always used to quote the Yerushalmi on the Pasuk called Kel Goymer Alai, that Torah controls the physical aspect of the world. The whole thing with a girl when she turns 3, if she was, God forbid, raped before 3, so her virginity returns. After 3, it doesn't. That's the. So the Yerushalmi talks about a case when Bez Din made an extra month, so she didn't turn 3 yet. So Suleisel Chayzres, the virginity returns because Tata made an extra month, therefore Tara said it's not your birthday yet. That's the classic example that Rebbe brings away. We see in Torah that Torah controls the physical world. Like I told you many times, the story that the native Yehuda ruled based on testimony of witnesses that the wife could remarry, that the husband died and the wife could remarry. And one day the husband shows up. So native Yehuda said to him, according to Torah, you're dead. Torah Paschi, and the guy dropped dead on the spot. Because Torah said he's dead. That's it, that's the Messias.
Story of the ship.